there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back, listener, to another Horror for the Holidays stocking stuffer. I'm Jay Logsdon.
I'm Jeff Searcy, and I think Jay Logsdon has an apology he needs to make here at the beginning of this.
I've got a correction here. For those of you who are wondering how long it would take me to realize that the person who left the review of Mother Krampus 2, one word crap, actually spelled Michael Myers' last name correctly. It took me one day. I believe it was the day that it got published. I was so distracted by all the other misspellings that I just completely ignored. I know how to spell Michael Myers' last name, people. Come on. I'm not an idiot. But it does need to be said that that this reviewer did actually misspell Michael Myers' name. They spelled it they spelled it M-I-C-H-E-A-L. So I guess I wasn't wrong. They did misspell it. I just focused on the wrong one. So anyway, it's wild that they're able to misspell so many things, but they can spell Michael Myers' last name correctly.
That is insane.
Does that mean that they're right and this movie sucked? No, it does not validate their criticism in the slightest. I needed to get that off the top before people started getting in our minchies.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be that guy. Anyway,
we're gonna X this out to the fan base.
Oh, we're gonna get canceled because I misspelled Michael Myers' last name. Anyway, whatever. Jeff, what are we doing today?
Well, by popular demand, Jay, it's Jay Guesses Movies Part 2.
All right.
Because, by popular demand, I mean one person demanded it, but still, that's popular.
I'd say maybe two people demanded it.
I think it could be.
Honestly, I mean, my buddy Robert loved it, too, because he made that great meme of Stu being like, I'm drooling here, man.
But I have found some truly epic. So, for anybody who didn't listen to the first one, the concept is popular movies, generally well-regarded. Jay is going to try and guess which movie I'm talking about based on the one-star Google and IMDb reviews I'm reading about them. Okay, well, we got a doozy to start you off, Jay. This movie is a mixed bag for me. It is not good, nor is it bad. It is meh.
And that's the worst thing a movie can be, is meh.
Pros, pretty visuals and settings, a decent plot. The main villain has an interesting motivation, although poor execution in terms of character arc. Thor and Val and Rockman are still likable characters. Cons. The movie is not very funny. Some jokes hit, but most don't. The movie tries too hard to be funny to the point that it is just underwhelming. The movie also falls short on emotional impact. The serious scenes are too abrupt and flat to care about. I feel like Chris Hemsworth's acting is wasted in this film. The dialogue and exposition is just too much, too blatant and uninteresting. Nothing is subtle. I wish the Guardians would have stuck with Thor. It could have been a much more intriguing story if it was about Thor and the Guardians being a unit and growing together, but nope. And my God, the romance. It was so terrible. Thor has more chemistry with Quill than Jane. Speaking of which, Jane is my next biggest gripe. I can't stand Jane. I can't watch her. The previous Thor movies, I barely even remembered she exists. This did not change my perspective.
Jeff, was this just your review of Thor 4?
No. is that your first guess?
Yeah.
It's not.
What?
I told you, Jay, this is going to be a doozy.
All right, keep going.
So here's my biggest gripes. So we already wrote, we did the romance. Also plot hole I didn't understand. Why did Thor take his hammer from the hospital? He could have had the bolt and the hammer together. Anyway, I understand Jane wanted to fight for honor, but I personally do not like it when characters who are in awful shape choose to go fight because their declining health impedes the mission. She is portrayed as heroic, but really she's just selfish and risked her own life and everyone around her, including Thor and the children. Yeah, we want to guess again, Jay.
Is it not, it's not a single Marvel movie, is it?
I'll give you that. No, it is. This is not a Marvel movie.
I don't know what the fuck this person just left the wrong review somewhere. Or they did this on purpose for some reason.
No, I think they honestly just clicked the wrong movie when they did this. But 15 people found it helpful, Jay.
I might find it helpful once I figure out what they're talking about.
You want to drink?
Lord of the Rings.
No. The child actors can't act. And Russell Crowe, fat, lazy, and stupid. Why do they even bother to put him in this movie?
Is it The Exorcism or whatever, the new Russell Crowe movie?
No.
Okay. And it's not The Pope's Exorcist, the other new Russell Crowe movie?
No, not the other new Russell Crowe Exorcism movie either, Jay. The plot is dull and underdeveloped, plot holes everywhere, characters are underused, wasted, incompetent, or poorly written. This movie is not something I would watch twice.
I have no idea.
Let me see if I can give you a hint by reading the next one-star review down, which 46 people found helpful.
All right.
The Batman voice killed it for me. Batman was my favorite comic book character, and by the end of the movie, I only think of this movie as my favorite Batman movie because of the Joker performance.
So it's The Dark Knight.
Yes. That review I was reading you, Jay, is an upvoted at the top of the list of one-star reviews of The Dark Knight 2008. On Google.
Oh man, I might go upvote that. That's amazing. That review is a work of art.
I was browsing for him last night, and I'm like, oh my god, this is the find of the century.
Oh my god. I'm literally wiping tears away from my eyes.
Okay, now we're gonna do a little bit of a twist now, Jay. So I'm like, you know, it's pretty easy for Jay to guess some of these movies. So I'm going to have you guess a movie that we both know is in complete garbage, but I'm going to read you a 5-star review of it.
Okay.
So you can know what the people love out there. I personally love this movie. Why are you all hating it? The storyline makes total sense. I don't get how you can hate on it. Also, the love story undertones are great. And also, the villain is amazing. 5 out of 5 stars.
Okay, so this is a movie you and I don't like.
Yes.
And this is a person who likes the love story, potentially, and thinks the villain is amazing. So that means that at least that there is a love story of some kind in this movie, potentially.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't count on it, but yeah.
So, such a vague review. My first thought is Krampus the Christmas Devil.
No.
Okay.
All right, second review. We live in judgmental times. Everyone has an opinion about everything, and many believe their opinion is supreme. And even if they don't feel obligated to be judgmental and critical, instead of reviews, you get decrees. I love both versions. If you like superheroes, you'll probably love it.
I love both versions. Oh, it's the Snyder Cut. It's a Justice League movie. I don't know.
Yes, it's Justice League 2017.
I mean, so you know, I had no interest in seeing any of the Zack Snyder movies. I think I went and watched. I saw Man of Steel in theaters. I did not. I saw Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice in like a. I think I watched it on DVD. I watched Justice League on a plane, and the flight ended. It was the original Justice League, the Whedon cut.
Yeah.
And the flight ended, and the movie was not done, so I had to watch the second, like, I don't know, maybe the last 30 minutes of it on my way back.
All right. Now you're going to be guessing a movie we would consider good based on a 1-star review.
All right.
I just don't get the buzz. Granted, it was done on a very modest budget and very much from a single source and creative director, but this film was so flat. I could forgive poor story if the scares are there. They weren't. This movie is comical at times, not in a good way. The acting was as bad as the direction, completely wooden and unbelievable. I'm genuinely at a loss for the awards this film has received. It's as if people regard the 70s as a bad time for horror, and they attribute this as a savior or something. Wicker Man and Carrie, it is not. I'm such a horror fan, but this film just stank.
All right, so we got awards. We've got the 70s. The Exorcist.
No.
Okay.
IMDb rating 7.7. Are you serious? Who rated this movie? People will be fooled into watching this crap and think it's good. What the heck is this? A still movie of the 1930s would, WD, WUD, would have been better. Worst horror movie ever. Scary my ass. No reason, no motivation, no blood, no sense, no story. You couldn't even call it a comedy. My head is pounding after watching this trash. What a bore.
Is it Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No.
Okay.
I'm over halfway through this film and nothing has happened. Sometimes a man stands places. If that sounds like your thing, then save yourself the hour and 45 minutes and just go watch a statue. I'm entirely sure this was written, designed, and directed by a con artist. Also, the laws of physics do not apply.
Is it Halloween?
Yes.
Okay. I got there in the end.
Those were one-star reviews that hundreds of people found helpful on Google.
I think the awards thing kind of threw me on the first one. And then yeah. I was just like, I was stuck in like, all right, what could we be talking about? And like, no, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is pretty bloody, but I was.
I just like, wow. Are they watching the same movie?
Right.
I mean, those seem closer to Halloween 2 reviews to me than Halloween
1. Much worse movie.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Certainly a much more boring movie. Come at me.
Oh. Now, I'm not sure how you feel about this movie, Jay, but I enjoy it quite a bit. Let's get some one-star reviews in here.
All right, I'm excited for this.
All right, here we go. This movie is so full of inaccuracies that constantly annoy me. There are no brown bears in Maine, Jay. None. The town they fly into is Camden, and you can easily drive to it. Also, there are no lakes anywhere nearby.
Camden. I have no idea. I have no idea off the top of my head.
And $27 million to create this trash? It's offensive that the money could have been used to correcting air or water pollution in many parts of the world. Most ridiculous is that the movie is in Black Lake, Maine.
is the idea that this is in Maine, is this a big plot point of the movie and I'm just completely missing that this movie takes place in Maine?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how familiar you are with this movie, but yes, it taking place in Maine is a big deal.
Okay. Oh, boy. And that's the thing, maybe just my brain's not pulling it. The mention of the bear immediately makes me think Annihilation.
No.
Okay.
I can't believe this trash is under horror. This is a stupid zero-rated comedy.
I have it. Okay, so it's in Maine, so maybe it's a Stephen King movie?
That would be my guess.
Okay, so then which one has a bear in it?
Oh,
well, one's not sticking out to me.
I can give you another round if you want.
Yeah, do one more.
This movie swam so Sharknado could fly.
What?
This movie swam so Sharknado could fly, Jay. It's in Maine, and there's a bear. I'll give you another hint. Betty White is in it.
The only Betty White movie I can think of. Oh, is it Anaconda?
No.
Okay.
Close, though.
Oh, am I thinking of the wrong... Lake Placid?
Yes.
Okay.
It is Lake Placid. I don't know. I kind of like Lake Placid, but apparently a lot of people do not.
No, I knew Betty White. I was like, which one is Betty White in? And I'm like, I'm going to say the wrong one, which I did, of course. But I was like, well, as soon as you said Betty White, I knew what I was looking for. But I was just like, which one is it? Betty White's great, by the way.
Yes, indeed.
R.I.P. to a goat. Probably my favorite Golden Girl. It's tough. It's a tough contest, but she might be my favorite.
Oh, when I was looking for these, by the way, I gotta say, you've seen Deep Blue Sea, I'm sure.
Yes.
No 1, 2, or even 3-star reviews for that one. All 4 and up.
Everyone loves it. Everyone loves Deep Blue Sea.
As they should. All right, Jay. This is a movie of questionable origin, we'll say. This is going to be another highly rated on the review end, but probably lowly rated by you.
Okay. So it's another Zack Snyder movie.
No. I'm not going to put two right together. That'd be too easy for you.
300.
This is a masterpiece of cinema. When someone makes a great movie, all you have to do is rewatch this beauty, and it takes it back to a 4 out of 10. This movie inspired me to lose 1,000 pounds. And if you haven't watched it, you're just shuffling through life a faded soul of the past. I'm in love with this movie, and I want to have kids with this disc.
I have no idea.
Loved it. So much better than 3. I love when people go for long swims. It seems not only does everyone hate this movie, they treat it like it's the worst ever. I think it's better than all the other movies in the franchise, personally.
Halloween 5.
No. But you're thinking along the right lines here, Jay. Love it. So much better than any other thing I've seen. This movie, even though it's the 4th installment, has to be the best one in the franchise.
So Halloween 4?
No.
Okay.
It's around the same time, though, and it is a horror franchise.
All right.
The bone-chilling musical score, phenomenal suspense, superb editing, unbeaten direction, energetic acting, and memorable moments and quotes make this truly one of the best movies of all time. 10 out of 10.
Is it Friday the 13th, Part 4, The Final Chapter?
No.
Okay. Which also wound up not being the final chapter.
Of course not, because it made money. Nothing will beat this movie, not even the original. This is so much better. It's got to be, I don't understand why it's not the highest rated one on IMDb. The final battle and its music, best I've ever seen.
Oh, man. Okay, long swims. What? Someone being in love with this movie. There's a final battle with great music. The only other like big franchise I can think of is Nightmare 4. Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4.
No, Jay.
Okay.
No.
I don't even know if that's the one with the diving scene. Like I was like thinking like I'm like there's like a swimming scene in one of the.
I am gonna read you one more, and then if you don't get it, I'll just tell you. I love how they brought back some of the original cast. I rated this 5 stars because to me it tops the original. I don't understand how people can be giving this low ratings. Also, the water looks beautiful.
Brought back the original cast, or some of the original cast. There's water involved. This is the best one of... Is it Sharknado? Is it Sharknado 4?
No.
Okay.
This is Jaws 4, The Revenge.
Oh, man.
Widely regarded as one of the worst Jaws movies, but apparently not on Google, Jay.
Maybe people can... Is that the one that is also a Christmas movie? Is it Jaws 4 or is it Jaws 3?
I think Jaws 3 might be the one that has Christmas stuff.
Because that one's on our yes. List.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll be covering some Jaws.
One of my favorite stories for I think it's Jaws 3. Someone who maybe knows better can correct me if they know. The book for, I think it's Jaws 3 is even more wild. There's like a voodoo priest possessing the shark. And like, there's like a whole subplot of like drug running. It apparently the book, I think it's for Jaws 3 is just absolutely bonkers.
This has Michael Caine. They brought back Chief Brody's wife.
Okay.
And the shark has a telepathic connection with her, and they go down to the Bahamas for a vacation, and he follows them down.
just like Jack Frost. Oh my God, it's Jack Frost 2.
Yep.
Jack Frost 2 ripped off Jaws 4. and made a better movie.
Blown this fucking conspiracy wide open.
You know what? Michael Cooney, I don't care. It's still a great movie. Jack Frost 2 is amazing.
I mean, when are we going to get Jack Frost 3?
That's what we all want to know. We need that Jackzilla in our lives.
All right, Jay. Here we go. This movie is supposed to be a metaphorical assertion as it relates to the atomic bomb. It was brilliant and well done, except for the fact that it sucks and is lame.
And is it Oppenheimer?
No.
Okay. A movie I've not seen. I had no desire to see Oppenheimer, but I'm like, I don't know. Might as well.
Never watching it again. It gave me goosebumps and my wife and son nightmares. So full of violence, gore, and death.
Okay. Is it Night of the Living Dead?
No.
Okay.
Hey, God, it's your boy Spider-Man. This movie suck, yo.
What? Okay. Oh, jeez.
This movie suck, yo.
This movie suck, yo. Is it Dawn of the Dead?
No.
Okay.
Here, let me read you a 5-star review of it and see if maybe that'll help you get it. Almost 70 years ago, a creature that's larger than life evoked fear and terror, and it still does to this day. This classic monster feature will still have you wondering what the humanity can possibly do with the power they unleashed in the atomic age.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I knew. I of course, it's Godzilla.
Yes. Hey, God. This movie, bro, Spider-Man here.
This movie suck, yo. Put that on the cover of the next re-release of Godzilla.
If they put that on there, I would buy the case just for that. It's slow movie, Jay. Nothing happens. But also, that guy who one-starred it for all the violence and gore, I was like, I don't remember.
I don't think there's any,
there
right?
being any blood, actually.
I think that's why I was having such a... No, of course, like, you know, looking at, like, the, you know, the metaphor for like, an atomic bomb or whatever. No, of course that's Godzilla. But, like, I think my brain was just... Like, the violence thing, I'm just like, well, there's, like, the, you know, the radioactive whatever in Night of the Living Dead. And you know, like, that's where my brain was trying to go.
A worthy guess.
Also, I was like, Jeff, you didn't do it. You didn't give me Grave of the Fireflies, did you?
Not this time, but someday.
The movie that made me so... I watched it for Modern East Asia. It was a course taught at my college. And we would do like a section on like a country. And then we would watch a movie about that country. And the professor thought it would be a good idea to have, like, a classroom full of people just watch Grave of the Firefly. He left, and he just turned on Grave of the Fireflies, and he comes back in at the end, and, like, he's like, what'd you guys think? And we're like, what the fuck did you just make us watch?
Yeah. Like,
those poor children.
Yes, I had a similar reaction the first time I saw it. All right, Jay. Awful Christmas movie. Don't know a single person who considers this a classic or even good. The plot's for a bad TV movie. How about we try to find a present instead of wasting 2 hours on this crap?
Ooh. So a classic.
It's what I'll say. I don't know if it's really a classic, but it's widely regarded as a good movie, a fun movie to watch at Christmas time.
Okay. Is it Die Hard?
No.
Okay.
But you're on the right track. I'll tell you that. This movie is so awful. It encourages toxic masculinity and gaslighting, shames little people, and portrays a horrible father and son relationship. The violence is meant to be comical. This is all that is wrong with modern America.
Is that Elf?
No, but that would be fucking.
Because I was picturing like father and son.
That
like...
would be hilarious.
I'm gonna leave that review on Elf.
Do it, and I'll make Amber read it. When I watch this, I say, why is he stealing and being a jerk? They're clearly not family. This movie is horrible.
Oh, it's the Grinch.
No.
It's not?
No,
oh my God.
It's not the Grinch. All right, here. Let me read you a middle-of-the-road review, Jay, and see if you can get it. 3 stars. This is a fun watch for what it is and what it wants to be, and it's generally successful. I know there's a second one with Larry the Cable Guy, which is not very good and has the same basic premise as the first. I enjoy this one quite a bit.
There's a second one with Larry the Cable Guy.
Yes.
Did they make a sequel to Jingle All the Way?
They did. And
oh
this
my God!
Is Jingle All the Way? Like I said, I don't know if I would consider it like a classic.
But no, people, I think people really love Jingle All the Way.
I was going to say, somebody threw on Jingle All the Way at Christmas time, I wouldn't like leave the room.
But I would leave the room if a Larry the Cable Guy Jingle All
now,
the Way
yes,
came on.
Jingle All the Way too. I'm not sticking around for that. Oh boy. All right, we got one more of these, and then we got something else to close up with.
Too. All right.
This is a doozy. All right. I forgot my pin. I forgot that my top pinned review for this was so funny.
All right.
It's the best suitable movie for people who say, my body is made of steel, and when I got hit with a stick, go crying back home.
I have no ideas.
Is your body not made of steel?
My body's not made of steel. It's made of flat, fleshy blubber. My body.
Other kids would hit you with a stick and make you go home, Jay.
I have no idea.
I mean, that's fine. You don't have to guess.
I'll guess. Citizen Kane.
No, but also it would have been hilarious. All
right.
If you're under 18, I wouldn't encourage you to watch it. Full of gory scenes and bad stuff. My rating of this movie is 1.5 out of 10. And this is a one-star review, by the way. Because it doesn't have a sense of humor. And it would be written very funny if 12-plus guys could watch it.
12-plus? What a 12-plus?
Oh, you want to know something scary, Jay? 18 people found that helpful.
If 12 plus guys could watch it.
It's too crazy, though.
It's too crazy. Yeah, it's a crazy movie. Too gory.
Too much bad stuff.
And if you get hit with, if your body's not made of steel, if your body's made of steel, but then you get hit with a stick.
You cry and go home.
That's
the information you got so far.
Still have no ideas. I'm going to just throw out just, you know, another just top rated movie in my mind. The Graduate.
No.
All right. Not a gory movie.
Heard about this one and decided to give it a try. In short, the sequel is a lot better. This is just a bunch of outdated tech and the villain is not threatening at all. 35 people found this helpful.
Is it Space Jam?
It is not.
And they're like, no, Space Jam 2 is way better, bro.
No, it is not. This is a horror movie, Jay.
Okay.
This movie suck. Plot, this boring.
This movie suck.
Villain, boring. Sequel, better. Watch sequel.
Sequel, better. Watch sequel. That's come up multiple times.
Not scary, Jay. Not scary.
Yeah.
Villain not scary.
Very gory, but also tough guys. Tough guys watch it, but they're not actually tough because the movie's not good. I think it was kind of maybe the gist of that top review.
I guess
like people have told me this movie's scary, and I watched it and it wasn't scary. I think that was kind of the gist of that top review. Mm-hmm. Sequel better. Is it Friday the 13th?
It is not.
Okay.
Okay, watch, but giving it one star because I was misled. Nothing scary about that. Just a stupid chase for the entire movie.
Gory. Sequel better. So we know at least there's two of them.
Yes.
A chase for the entire movie.
Boring villain, Jay.
Boring villain.
Very unscary.
Unscary, boring villain. Did I say unsparry?
Couldn't get whooped with a stick.
Couldn't, you know. I think these reviews are giving me brain cancer. All right, villain not scary.
Villain not scary. Couldn't survive getting beat with a stick.
Is it Trick or Treat?
No.
Okay.
No, it is not. All right, I'm going to give you...
Wait, no, that one doesn't have a sequel. That was a bad guess.
I'm going to give you a 5-star review, see if that helps you out any. Also, I will say there is a connection to the last movie.
Okay.
This movie is epic. One of the best movies to come out of the 80s in this genre. The bad guy, excellent. The plot, riveting. The pace, amazing. This film is a real blast, and for such a low budget, it's hard to believe. Basically the polar opposite of the other reviews.
Oh, that doesn't help at all. They don't describe anything that happens in the movie. I'm out. I have no idea.
All right, I'll give you one more hint. It's no wonder that this film spawned a media franchise, including several sequels, a TV series, comic books, novels, and is considered a classic. I consider the film to be one of the best in its genre, and considering the time and lack of CGI, the effects are amazing.
All right, TV show and comics makes me think Evil Dead.
No.
Okay.
Those one-star reviews I read to you, Jay, including being beat by a stick and your body being made of steel,
right,
were of Terminator.
Oh, man. Of course it was. Of course it was. Of course.
Well, I was afraid to read that top one to you, Jay, because I didn't want to give it away with the body made of steel.
No, I just completely, because I was like thinking about like tough guys or whatever, right? Like, yeah. I wasn't even thinking like in the terms of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I picked through some real garbage to find those reviews, Jay. I just hope you know that. There is, like, some kind of rabid anti-James Cameron movement out there, apparently, like, review bombing everything.
That's weird. Know. That's really weird. I don't
understand it.
You know what? If you're going to do that, just review bomb Titanic. You don't have to review bomb the good ones.
Well, I was going to say, why don't you just review bomb a director who actually deserves it, like Zack Snyder, instead?
And they probably are Snyder Bros. They're probably going and review bombing all the... See? He's got the highest rated movies on IMDb. We just made everyone else's movies look worse.
All right, Jay. There comes a time when every man's knowledge of horror has to be tested.
All right.
Today is that day. We are going to do the top three current rated BuzzFeed quiz.
All right, let's do it.
The horror movie trivia subcategory. If you get 14 out of 15 on this quiz, you're a true horror nerd, Jay.
I mean, I'm probably not going to, based off how the rest of today's gone.
How many Halloween movies are there, Jay?
When was this quiz made?
Very recently.
Okay, so let's see. We've got...
2021.
Okay. Jeff, did you get married in 20... No, you were married
22.
After... Okay, so there's one fewer potentially.
Yes.
Because you got married and then we talked about our old buddy Derek... A.K.A. Corey Cunningham.
Yes, I made the mistake of, on my honeymoon, dragging my wife to see the final installment in the new Halloween trilogy.
All right, so we've got Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, Halloween 5, The Worst One, Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers. We've got H2O. We've got Halloween Resurrection. We've got... the two Rob Zombie movies, we've got Halloween, we've got Halloween Kills. 12.
12.
If my math is correct.
Is that your final answer?
I mean, it is, but the question is, even though it came out in 2021, are they going to put 13 down and I'm wrong?
You're correct.
Okay.
In what year was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre released, Jay?
1974, the same year as Black Christmas.
Ah. Easy one for him. Which movie did the Exorcist director William Friedkin say was the most terrifying he had ever seen?
Ooh, that I do not know.
Your choices are The Exorcist, A Quiet Place, Bird Box, or The Babadook.
Oh, man. So it would be really like sniffing his own farts to be like, The Exorcist, the movie I made is the scariest movie I ever saw.
I don't think he'd probably do that.
So, like, I don't think he'd do that. Bird Box and A Quiet Place. I don't. I'd go with the Bob of the remaining three. I'd go with the Babadook as the scariest of the three.
You are correct, sir.
All right.
I would question William Friedkin if he said A Quiet Place or Bird Box was the scariest movies he'd ever seen.
I mean, if we're ranking them, I'd probably put like The Exorcist and Babadook towards the top, and then it would be probably Bird Box, and then last place would be A Quiet Place.
Quiet Place is just not scary at all. I'm sorry. Which comedian inspired Jordan Peele to write Get Out?
A comedian?
Yes. Your choices are Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, or Robin Williams.
Ooh. So it makes you wonder if, like, maybe it's a joke from, like, some of those guys, like, maybe it's, like, a joke they told and it's kind of spinning off of that.
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind would be Dave Chappelle.
It was Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
I did not know that either. In which movie does Jason Voorhees first wear his iconic hockey mask?
Part 3.
Correct, sir. Which a lot of people are surprised by.
Yeah. Well, he's not even really in 1.
Yeah.
And then in 2, he wears the bag over his head.
Mm-hmm. Which then people made fun of when the remake had him wear the bag over his head.
Yeah, even though it's, yeah.
Technically, yes, it was how he started. Which of these movies is not based on a book? Psycho, Rosemary's Baby, Hereditary, or The Ring?
Ooh. That's the thing. So my initial thought was Hereditary, because I've not heard, you know. But I could see there being some strange. But then you said The Ring. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but maybe there's like a manga of Ringu.
Could be.
And so I'm going to go with Hereditary. I'm going to go with my gut.
You are correct.
All right. Or maybe there's actually a Ringu like book, but my thought is like maybe there's like a manga, like maybe like Probably. A Junji Ito style manga or something.
That's what I would guess. Who was the star of The Birds, Jay? Grace Kelly, Tippi Hedren, Janet Leigh, or Joan Fontaine?
Oh my God. Okay, so I know. So and this is where it's even harder because Janet Leigh is Psycho, and like I feel like it's Tippi Hedren. I'm gonna go with that.
You are correct.
All right.
I don't know, Jay. You might be a 14 out of 15 true horror nerd. Which movie gave John Travolta his very first film role? The Devil's Reign, Carrie, The Omen, or Suspiria?
Ooh. I would find it very doubtful. I'd be surprised if John Travolta was in Suspiria. Maybe he is. That'd be amazing. I mean, I know Phenomena, another Argento movie, has some really, like, is kind of like a, oh, that person's in this? Like, kind of thing. So, like, maybe, but I feel like I'm gonna go, maybe he's like a kid in a party in The Omen. Maybe he's a kid at the end of that party.
That your final guess?
Sure.
It's The Devil's Reign, apparently.
I've never even heard of that movie.
I have not either. What is the main character's name in The Blair Witch Project? Rebecca, Heather, Courtney, or Blair?
You know, Blair.
Yeah, Blair Witch.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Heather feels right, but I'm not confident in that at all.
You should have been confident because you were correct.
Oh, all right.
Which movie was the first horror movie to be nominated for a Best Picture Oscar? The Shining, The Silence of the Lambs, Psycho, or The Exorcist?
Ooh. That's the thing. I feel like it's because going back to the beginning of this episode, we were talking about like horror movies that are like not won awards. And I do feel like The Exorcist won awards, but I don't think it was. But you said nominated for Best Picture, right?
Yes.
Not won for Best Picture. Because I know Silence of the Lambs won for Best Picture. So I'm gonna go with The Exorcist.
You are correct.
All right.
Who was the killer in Scream 2? Cotton Weary, Mrs. Loomis, Billy Loomis, or Charlie Walker?
Mrs. Loomis, Billy's mom.
Correct. Which movie is this quote from? Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh my God.
The Fly, Jaws, Pet Sematary, or The Howling?
Did you say that? What did you say the first one was?
The Fly.
The Fly. The Fly or Jaws? Are my two thoughts. I feel like it's Jaws. That's such like an iconic tagline. I feel like it's Jaws.
I feel like it's The Fly, but we're going with Jay's. It was The Fly.
Okay.
Because I thought Jaws was just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just like, I'm thinking, like, what's the most iconic movie?
The only reason I remember that is because after watching The Fly, I'm like, why am I afraid? I watched Jeff Goldblum strip off his clothes one piece at a time.
Yeah, if anything, it's getting sexy in here.
Yeah. Who is the first character to get possessed in The Evil Dead, Jay? Linda, Cheryl, Scott, or Shelley?
I have... Oh, man. It's been years since I've seen... the Evil Dead. So, you know, that already, like I said, take away my true horror nerd. Granted, I didn't think I would get it anyway. Oh, who gets turned first? That's the thing. It all happens. What I love about Evil Dead is, like, it does kind of feel like a lot of the stuff kind of all happens at once. Or, like, you know, those are kind of my overriding memories. Like, it's very, once the stuff starts happening, it's just kind of like bang, 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 bang. Yes. Let's just go with Linda. Why not?
It was Cheryl.
Okay.
Who directed It Follows, Jay? Ari Aster, David Robert Mitchell, Robert Eggers, or David F. Sandberg?
I feel like that's an Ari Aster.
Apparently it was David Robert Mitchell.
All right, yep. So, yeah, I don't...
And the final question. Which is generally regarded as the first horror film? Cave of the Demons, Faust in Hell, The Red Spectre, or The House of the Devil?
It's The House of the Devil. We've had that multiple times.
This has been on many quizzes.
But its Italian name, La Villa Diablo.
La Villa de Diablo. All right, Jay, you really know your stuff, but there's some serious gaps in your knowledge, bro.
I mean, yeah, there are. Most of my knowledge is saved for Christmas.
You scored better than 91% of quiz takers.
Oh, hell yeah. So. Way to go, me.
Well, Jay, can you name what horror movies these A-list actors starred in?
Sure, let's do that.
Which horror movie did Jennifer Aniston star in?
Did Jennifer Aniston star in? Oh, Leprechaun.
You are correct, sir. Which horror movie did Renee Zellweger star in?
Ooh.
Halloween 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation, Evil Dead 2, or The Howling?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation.
You are correct. Which horror movie did Kevin Bacon star in?
Friday the 13th.
You are correct. Which horror movie did Johnny Depp star in, Jay?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Correct. And which horror movie did Eva Mendez star in? I think we're stretching A-list a little bit here, but okay.
Read them to me. I don't even know if I can picture Eva Mendez.
Urban Legends, Final Cut, Final Destination 2, Trick or Treat, or Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I like I said, I don't even know if I can picture her. So I'm going to pick the movie, I think, with the most people in it, which I think would be Trick or Treat.
Apparently it's Urban Legends, The Final Cut.
Okay.
Which, again, not an A-list actor and not an A-list movie, BuzzFeed. So what are you even talking about? Okay. Which horror movie did George Clooney star in, Jay? Blood Diner, Creepshow 2, The Lost Boys, or Return to Horror High?
Oh, man. I feel like I heard this the other day. Like someone pointed it out, but I'm going to say Creepshow 2.
Apparently it's Return to Horror High.
Okay. Jay.
Looks like a security guard. Which horror movie did Leonardo DiCaprio star in? Child's Play Part 3, Critters 3, Puppet Master 3, or Children of the Night?
I thought you were going to say Children of the Corn 3.
That would have been hilarious.
Okay. I don't. That's the thing. If he were in, so it was Child's Play 3. What were the other ones?
Critters 3, Puppet Master 3, Toulon's Revenge, or Children of the Night.
I feel like Puppet Master, and maybe I'm way off base. I feel like Puppet Master 3 would have been more current. Critters 3. I'm not Matt Dupay, so I have no idea. I don't know anything about Children of the Night, so I'm gonna say maybe Leonardo DiCaprio is like somewhere in Child's Play 3.
It was Critters 3.
All right.
Upcoming info for Matt Dupay.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in his new book.
Leave a comment, Matt, and educate us on Critters lore.
And then tell Mike to get on and educate us about Chud 2, but the Chud.
Yeah.
His favorite Chud movie.
Which horror movie did Demi Moore star in, Jay? Cat People, Poltergeist, The Beast Within, or Parasite?
Demi Moore. I feel like maybe... Is it Poltergeist?
It is not.
Okay.
It's Parasite.
Okay. The...
Looks like the other Parasite.
Okay.
Not the most current one.
Not the current one. No. Maybe that's where it threw me. I was like,
not that one.
I was like, I feel like all the actors in that movie are like, I think, Korean.
Which horror movie did Tom Hanks star in, Jay? The Thing, The Fog, He Knows You're Alone, or Motel Hell?
Okay. I don't think it's The Thing. I don't think it's The Fog. I feel like it would be... I those are movies that I feel like I know pretty well, and I cannot picture Tom Hanks in either of those movies. Maybe he is. Maybe I've just completely overlooked
face blindness.
Maybe I've just completely overlooked Tom Hanks being like Wilfred. Tom Hanks was playing Wilfred Brindley in The Thing, and I just completely overlooked it. I'm gonna say Motel Hell.
He knows you're alone.
Okay.
You did okay, Jay, but you could have done better. Now you're going to have to answer to Jason Voorhees.
Well,
good luck.
Well, it was just Friday the 13th and I made it, so we'll try again in December, I guess.
Well, I think we could wrap it up if you want, Jay.
All right. Well, this is the last stocking stuffer, except for maybe we'll do a little one, mini one.
So we might do a little review of Terrifier 3 after we've seen that. But yeah, we're entering spooktacular territory, people.
Yeah, it's time for the spooktacular. Get your apples, your spooky spider cider Yankee candles going, although I believe there are no spooky spider cider Yankee candles this year.
Much to my chagrin.
Yeah, they've got some other scents, but I believe spooky spider cider is not one of them.
Oh, this here. Year. Let me make Jay do the sound effect again. The 2024 Horror for the Holidays Halloween Spooktacular, Jay. Catch it on Horror for the Holidays.
Yep, catch it.
Catch it. It's going to run away if you don't catch it.
If you're unfamiliar, if you're a new listener, the Spooktacular, every week we put out a new horror Halloween movie slash Halloween adjacent, to talk about, we do Third Saturday in October, which is not a Halloween movie, but it takes place in October.
It does.
And we do Pumpkinhead, which is kind of Halloweeny.
Yes.
But we've got some other Halloween
ones. He's a pumpkin
too.
Man. Come on, Jay.
But anyway, all that to say, we're going to start with WNUF2, which is the Out There Halloween Megatape. So we're going to start with that.
I had a proposal for you, Jay, after the Spooktacular is done, so this will give us some time to make our list. I propose we both write a 20-question horror quiz for our head-to-head trivia contest. We will then exchange quizzes, and whoever can beat the other person's quiz will be considered the winner of the challenge.
Well, we might have to do that. All right. maybe we'll wait a little bit. But yeah, I think that's a good thing.
One of these stocking stuffers coming up after.
Yeah. I've also got one for you that's in the chamber.
Oh boy.
You know about it. But yeah, otherwise, yep. So next week we'll be with you for WNUF Part 2. Then we'll do probably Third Saturday in October Part 5.
Yes.
And then
probably Pumpkinhead.
But then probably Pumpkinhead 2. And then I think we decided on Terrifier.
Yes, we're going to get the Terrifier train rolling.
And then we'll round out with the best Halloween movie, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
J-Logs didn't approve.
Yep. It's got Tom Atkins in it. It's great. But anyway, yeah, we're going to start with WNUF Part 2, a movie that neither of us have seen. Other ones has been, I think, back and forth between the two of us.
Yes.
But yeah, anyway, all that to say, very, very exciting. Get in touch with us on social media. Tell us about how wrong we are, how bad we are, all that good stuff. Send us an email. Emails horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com, social media @horror4holidays. That's horror, the number 4, holidays.
YouTube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Subscribe, hit the bell, leave comments. Jeff and Jay Fat. Subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. Leave 5-star reviews. Be like, hey, Jeff and Jay, episodes are boring. You're stupid. Give up.
I mean, you know what? If we got 5-star reviews that said that, we might actually do it. We probably wouldn't, but we might.
We collect enough of them, maybe. We did the thing.
Yeah, we did those things. Otherwise, we'll see you again next week for the start of the Spooktacular.
The 2024 Horror for the Holidays Halloween Spooktacular, Jay?
Spooktacular, it's approaching, and you can't stop it. Oh, God, Jeff, it's behind you.
Oh, no. Oi, it's me, Simon Phillips. I'm here for the Spooktacular as well.
Oh, man, Simon Phillips, watch out for the Spooktacular. It's coming. Oh, bye. Oh, yeah, my Undertaker. Bye.